So we need to be convicted, consistent, compassionate, and fourth and last, we need to be complete.
所以我们必须是认罪，必须表里如一，必须是富有同情心。
And here I'm talking about our message.
我最后要谈的就是我们必须传这个完整的福音。
Because as Christians, we focus upon the truth.
因为作为基督徒，我们的关注点应该是真理。
Because the truth sets us free.
因为是真理让我们获得自由。
Well, what is the truth?
那么真理是什么呢？
What does the Bible say about homosexuality?
那么圣经里面是怎样谈论这个同性恋的呢？
Most Christians will automatically say, well, that's easy. The Bible says it's a sin.
很多基督徒会说这太简单了，同性恋本身就是罪。
That is true.
这的确是这样。
But what we often do is put a period at the end of the sentence and we say nothing more.
往往我们做的是在这句话的后面打一个句号，再就没有下文了。
And that is equivalent to giving someone the one spiritual law tract. That's the same as giving someone the spiritual law, four spiritual laws, but giving them the one spiritual law tract. Shall, I don't know what you call it.
这样做实际上就是给人一个律法的单章。
And I don't know if you've ever heard of the one spiritual law tract.
你们有没有听说过这个律法的单章的事情？
It goes like this.
往往是这样。
You're a sinner, you're going to hell, sorry.
他说，往往就是这样写的，你是一个罪人，你要下地狱，对不起。
In case you didn't know, that would not be good news.
你应该想到这并不是好消息。
That would be really bad news.
这的确是坏消息。
And yet that's the message that we've been giving to the gay community.
而我们给这个同性恋的社团给他们的这个信息就是这样的。
You're a sinner, you're going to hell, there's no hope for you.
你是一个罪人，你要下地狱，你无可救药。
It's no wonder then why gays and lesbians want nothing to do with the church.
所以这也是那个同性恋的人不愿意走进教会的原因。
Because too often we have been giving them an incomplete truth.
因为通常我们给他们的是一个不完整的福音。
And an incomplete truth is often just as harmful as telling someone a lie.
告诉一个人不完整的真理和这个跟他们说谎没有什么两样。
Well then, what is the truth?
那么什么是真理？
What does the Bible say about homosexuality?
那么圣经里面是怎样谈论这个同性恋的？
Well, there's a passage that Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章有一句话。
And it says, Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
你不知道那个不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
And it gives this list of 10 different sins.
然后他列举了十种不同的罪。
And often we just focus upon homosexuality.
往往在这些罪当中我们把那个目光只是盯着同性恋。
And we forget about all the other things.
我们忘记了别的罪。
And we say, see, gay people won't inherit the kingdom of God.
你们看，同性恋无法承受神的国。
But if we're really honest and we listen to everything else, we would realize that none of us would inherit the kingdom of God.
当我们把话听全了的时候，我们就会发现，我们谁也不能够进神的国。
And that would be bad news.
这会是一个坏消息。
And yet Paul didn't stop there.
但是保罗并没有在那里停顿下来。
He went on to say in the next verse, in verse 11 of chapter 6,
在六章第十一节，保罗接着说，
He said, such were some of you.
他说你们从前是这样。
Let me say that again, such were some of you.
他说你们中间有人从前是这样。
But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
但是如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
That, ladies and gentlemen, is great news.
对你们来说，这才是真正的好消息。
That's news. That is news that we can declare from the rooftops.
这样的真理，我们可以站在房顶上说出来。
To the gay community, to the straight community, to any community that needs to know Jesus.
对同性恋的群体，对这个异性恋的群体都可以说。
That you can be washed, sanctified, and justified.
你可以被 清洁成为圣洁。
So ultimately we need to be redemptive in our message.
所以我们在我们的信息应该是带有救赎性的。
And focus upon the gospel and focus upon Christ.
而应该是注重福音，注重基督。
Because people in the gay community, their main problem is not homosexuality.
实际上同性恋的群体他们的最大的问题并不是同性恋。
It's really just a secondary issue.
实际上这同性恋只是一个次要的问题。
Their main issue is to know Jesus and to fully surrender to him.
他们的首要问题应该是认识耶稣并且完全的降服于他。
So I just want to end here with some practical steps for us.
我想给大家一些实际性的建议。
On how to minister to Christians within the church who are struggling with same-sex attraction.
建议大家怎么样用这个圣经的话去劝诫那些在教会里有同性恋倾向的人。
So that would be looking within and mentoring a discipleship.
那就是说我们需要像带那个徒弟一样去对他们讲圣经的真理，然后让他们成为门徒。
And second would be looking at how do we minister to those in the gay community.
其次，我要谈一谈怎么样去给那些同性恋的人谈传福音。
And that would be outreach or evangelism.
就是说，怎么样去在外对外面的人传福音。
So first, how do we minister to those Christians who are struggling with same-sex attraction?
那么我们应该怎样去侍奉在教会里有同性恋倾向的人呢？
If you have a friend who might be struggling with this issue within the church and they share this with you, do you know what to do?
在教会里如果有人来跟你讲他有这方面的问题，你应该怎样做呢？
Well, here's some things that I suggest.
我建议是这样。
First, thank them.
首先感谢他们。
Thank them that they share this with you, this secret that they've probably kept for years, maybe a decade or more.
感谢他们把他们自己深藏的秘密跟你说出来。
Thank them that they trusted you with this.
感谢他们，因为他们相信你。
Second, tell them that they're not alone.
其次，你要告诉他们，他们并不孤独。
Many Christians who struggle with this think that no one will ever understand them.
有很多曾经有过这样的挣扎的基督徒，从前也是这样认为自己，没有人会理解他们。
And you can tell them, though I may not understand all there is to know about homosexuality, I know someone who does.
也许你可以跟他说，也许我对这个同性恋并不了解，但是我知道有人对在这方面比较了解。
And that's Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
And so let us walk hand in hand to him.
所以让我们手携手走向耶稣。
That can be the difference between life and death for someone.
这往往是生死攸关的问题。
Third, help remind them that their identity needs to be in Christ.
最后我们要让他们认识到他们的特性应该是在基督里面。
Yes, for many people, sexuality can be so consuming if you're in your teen years, 20s or 30s.
当你是十几岁、二十几岁、三十几岁的时候，也许这个同性恋的问题是一个比较大的问题。
But we must remember that no matter what we feel or think or our passions or desires, those do not define us.
我们应该意识到，不管我们自己感觉怎么样，内心的想法是怎么样，但是那些想法和感觉并不能作为我们的身份的定义。
But Christ should define us.
真正给我们下定义的应该是耶稣基督。
So our identity needs to be in Christ alone, and all of us need to be reminded of that every day.
所以我们的属性应该是在基督里面，我们所有的人都应该提醒自己。
Fourth, be realistic.
第四点要是面对现实。
Don't give these false promises that if you just pray really hard, you can just pray away the gay.
你不要光是对他们为他们祷告。
And don't just promise that if you just read the Bible more, you won't have any problems.
不要只是告诉他们，你只要多读圣经，一切就迎刃而解。
Certainly, reading the Bible and praying is very important.
当然，读经和祷告是重要的。
But we don't do that, so we won't have any problems.
但是我们这样做，并不是说要回避所有的问题，不就是 没有，就是说这样做并不等于说任何问题都没有了。
We do those things so that we draw closer to God. When difficulties come, we're stronger to deal with those difficulties.
我们这样做，而是当我们在面对问题的时候，面对困难的时候，我们可以是刚强壮胆。
Fifth, don't focus so much on the externals.
第五点就是不要过于注重外表。
Because it used to be thought, you know, how do we work with a young lady coming out of lesbianism?
往往我们会思考这样的问题：我们应该怎样去跟那个刚刚离开这个同性恋群体的那个女性跟他们打交道？
Have her grow her hair out long, give her a nice makeover, and she'll be straight in no time.
也许给她留长头发，让她打扮得漂亮一点，就是不是就解决问题了
？Or how do we work with a guy coming out of homosexuality? Teach him to throw football and get dirty.
那是不是说怎么样让那个同性恋的男的让他改变呢？是不是说让他把球扔给他，让他在地上弄脏了以后就可以了呢
？That's just focusing on the externals.
这只是一些外在的东西。
And God doesn't look at the externals, he looks at the heart.
神看重的不是外表，而是内心。
And besides, wouldn't it be amazing if the change was from the inside out, not from the outside in?
那么如果改变是从里到外，而不是从外到里的话，是不是要好得多呢？
Sixth.
第六点。
I think we need to encourage God-honoring intimate relationships with the same gender.
我们应该鼓励同性之间有亲密的关系。
Because what was probably one of the most important things for me was my relationships with other guys.
我以前面对的最大的问题就是和其他的男生打交道的时候。
When I started at Moody, right out of prison, hopefully you'll hear my testimony on Sunday.
我当时在穆迪刚刚上学的时候，刚刚从监狱出来。
I was put on a great floor, and I was able to really develop some strong relationships with other guys.
我当时给我我有站在讲台上和很多人建立了很好的关系。
And we had just a really tight friendship.
我们建立了非常亲密的关系。
And it was God honoring but non-sexual.
这种关系是荣耀神的，并不是性方面的。
And I think God created all of us to desire intimate relationships with the same gender.
我相信神也要求我们在同性之间有亲密的关系。
And I think actually homosexuality at the core, that desire for intimacy, it's a legitimate need, but it's fulfilled in an illegitimate way.
实际上，同性恋对这种亲密关系，同性之间亲密关系的渴望，本身并不是什么问题，而是在于它实行的方式有问题。
We all have that desire to have intimacy with the same gender.But it should be non-sexual.
我们对同性之间都希望有那个纯洁的友谊，并不是说要追求那种性上的关系。
I actually think that all sin is a legitimate need fulfilled in an illegitimate way.
实际上，所有的罪都可以这样看，就是说它都是对一种正当的渴望的一种不正当的实行。
So what a guy needs most coming out of homosexuality is actually a relationship, a godly relationship with another godly man that's intimate but non-sexual.
实际上同性恋需要面对的就是需要得到的就是同性之间的友谊，而不是那种淫乱的关系。
And what a lady needs most coming out of lesbianism is an intimate relationship with another godly woman that's close but non-sexual.
同样那个女性的同性恋也是这样。他需要的是和女性之间有亲密的关系，但是不是性方面的关系。
And I think that comes more naturally for ladies.
在女性在这方面可能更自然一些。
You ladies, often you have your best girlfriend that you can get together and share everything with.
你们这些女同胞往往都有非常亲密的朋友，可以互吐心声。
Or you can get on the phone and you talk and talk and talk.
你们在拿起电话的时候可以没完没了的谈。
But men, you know, we're on the phone for 5 minutes and that seems like forever.
我们对男人来说可能在电话里讲5分钟就算多的了。
But I think really what we all need, men and women, are that relationship. Just like, especially men. I think sometimes why men, we fall into sin is because we don't have that man-man relationship with another guy like a Jonathan, David.
往往这个男的可能在这方面更容易犯罪, 是因为我们在男性之间没有这样的倾心长谈。
So encourage God-honoring same-sex intimacy that's non-sexual.
所以我们要鼓励, 同性之间有亲密的纯洁的
So that's ministering within the church. Now, how do we reach out to those in the gay community?
这是在教会里面怎么样和这些人相处? 那么在外面应该怎么样呢?
Well, before I tell you what we should do, I want to tell you what you shouldn't do.
在讲这个方法之前, 先讲不该做的事情。
Some of you might have heard of this acronym, LGBT.
你们也许听到过这个缩写字母, 就是, 女同性恋、男同性恋、双性恋和这个变性的变性人。
So if you don't know what LGBT stands for, it's not a sandwich that you can get.
你们如果不知道它的意思的话，这个它的意思并不是一个三明治。
But LGBT stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
就是我刚才说的那几种人。
So here's some things that you shouldn't do.
你们不应该做这样的事情。
Do not compare homosexuality to alcoholism, pedophilia, or murder.
不要把这个同性恋和恋童癖，还有这个酗酒和那个杀人的相提并论。
I know sometimes people say, "Oh, well, you know, I'm trying to say that all gays do drugs or are very promiscuous, since that was part of my past."
也许有的人会说啊。 这个同性恋可能都是吸毒的，都是这个性混乱的。
But that's not true. Just as there's some people who are in the straight community that do drugs and are promiscuous, there's also people in the gay community who do drugs and are promiscuous.
情况并不是这样，即使在异性之间，也有这个酗酒的和这个吸毒的和那个性生活紊乱的。
Also, not all gay men are pedophiles.
实际上并不是所有的同性恋都是恋童的。
And be careful that when you talk to a gay or lesbian, I would suggest don't even bring up the word sin, because they don't understand that word.
而且你跟那个同性恋的人说话的时候，不要动不动就是说罪这个词， 因为他们根本不知道这个词的意思。
Because I know sometimes people say, oh, well, I believe it's a sin just like any other sin, and then they'll list all these sins, and they'll include murder in there.
他们很多人会想，就是说，哦，我知道这个罪是什么意思，跟那个杀人和别的罪是一样的。
Because I have a gay friend that asks me, why do Christians always compare me to a murderer?
他有一个同性恋的朋友问他，他说基督徒为什么总是把这个同性恋和谋杀联系在一起？
In case you didn't know, that wouldn't be a good way to try to draw people to Jesus.
那我们是不是可以换一个方法，就是说，吸引他们来到基督面前？
So second, don't use these two words, lifestyle and choice.
不要用这样两种两个词汇，就是生活方式和选择。
Because people in the gay community find those two words often very offensive.
通常那些同性恋的人会认为这两个词汇非常的讨厌。
Because people in the gay community, they don't see this as a lifestyle or a choice.
他们并不把这些当作一种生活方式或者是一种选择。
And there's a little bit of truth because I've yet to meet anyone who actually chose to have gay feelings.
他说，我并没有碰到任何人说是自己选择要做同性恋。
Where the choice comes in is we choose to respond to those feelings.
真正的选择是对那样的感觉做出回应。
But remember, for Christians, we can understand, we can separate what we feel, what we think, from who we are.
作为基督徒，我们可以把自己的思想和感觉跟这个事实区分开来。
But if you don't have that Christian worldview, that's very difficult to do. Who you are is what you feel and what you think.
如果你没有基督徒的世界观，你的想法、你的感觉就是真实的。
Third, don't use this phrase, love the sinner, hate the sin.
也不要用这样的词汇，就是说爱那个罪人，恨那个罪。
And that is true how we should reach out to people who don't know Jesus, but please don't tell them that.
我们可以有这样的想法，但是不要去这样说。
Because often the one word that they'll hear is hate.
因为他们不想听见的那个词汇就是痛恨。
And fourth, don't feel the need that you have to always defend the truth or argue with people.
再一个就不要摆出一副卫道士的面孔，总是要去为真理辩护。
There is a time for truth, but not when you're debating with someone. Because really debating, I've never yet met anyone who was debated into the kingdom.
也许真理是不需要辩论的，你辩论，不能够把人带到基督面前。
And what I'm talking about is, how many of you guys have ever been asked, do you think homosexuality is a sin?
你们有没有被人家问过，就是说这样的问题，你是不是认为同性恋是一种罪？
And often they'll ask with a finger pointing at you.
他们往往会拿手指指着你们问这样的问题。
And when they ask like that, you know right away that they just want to debate or fight with you.
当你看到这样的情形的时候，你知道他们要准备跟你，辩论了。
And I'm letting you know, in those situations, you don't have to be put into their small box, because they want to know, are you on my side or are you on that side?
在那种情况下，你可以不必去计较，不要把自己放在他们的盒子里面。
I just suggest you tell them, you know, I value our friendship more than just debating all the time. Can we celebrate our similarities and tolerate our differences?
我们可不可以这样，把这个争论先搁在一边？
Then they might say, well, you didn't really answer my question.
也许他们会说，你没有回答我的问题。
You could say, well, I believe, you know, the Bible says that all of us are sinners, and I'm a sinner.
也许你会说，圣经告诉我们，所有的人都是罪人，我也是罪人。
But Jesus came to die for our sins, and if you believe in him, you can have your sins forgiven.
那耶稣来就是为我们而死，我们如果信他，我们就可以得救。
You just had the opportunity to share the gospel.
你只需要一个传福音的机会。
But you don't have to fall into their trap.
你不可以，你不必，落入他们的圈套。
Because I believe once God begins working on their heart, they might really sincerely ask you, and then you have an open door to share with them God's truth.
如果神在他们的心上做工，神会打开一扇门，让你跟他去传讲。
So these are things that you shouldn't do. Let me tell you what we're going to finish with what we should do.
最后谈一谈应该做的事情。
First, pray.
首先是祷告。
My mother prayed for me for 7 years, fasted every Monday for 7 years, and once even fasted 39 days on my behalf.
我的母亲曾经为我7年如一日的为我祷告。
I believe if we actually mobilize the church to pray and fast for the gay community, we might actually have a revival breakout. Wouldn't that be amazing?
如果我们教会都齐心合力的为这个同性恋人祷告，为他们那个禁食，是不是会发生翻天覆地的变化呢？
We must pray.
我们必须祷告。
Because honestly, change is not possible.
实际上，改变是不可能的。
But don't you praise God that God does the impossible?
但是你们要认识到这一点，对于神来说，没有什么事情是不可能的。
So we must pray to God for miracles.
所以我们必须向神祈求神迹。
Second, listen.
第二点就是要倾听。
Don't be quick to speak and slow to listen, but be quick to listen to their stories.
不要急于表白自己，先听他们的故事。
Because often people won't care what you know until they know that you care.
如果人不知道一个人如果不知道你是关心他的话，他不会关心你所说的话。
And you do, when we do that by listening.
当我们倾听的时候，我们才是真正的关心别人。
Third, be intentional.
第三点就是要集中注意力。
Don't be afraid to take them out for coffee or take them out for dim sum. I don't know if you guys have that here in Des Moines.
不要忘记请他们去吃点心或者是去喝早茶。
And honestly, you will probably be asked by others, what are you doing eating with that sinner?
也许有的人会问你，你为什么和那个罪人一起吃喝呢？
But didn't the Pharisees accuse Jesus of eating with sinners?
难道法利赛人不是同样控告这个耶稣和罪人一起吃喝吗？
But how would those sinners known about Jesus if he didn't spend time with them?
如果那些罪人没有和耶稣一起度过时光的话，他们怎么可能认识耶稣呢？
So be intentional.
所以需要刻意去做。
And fourth, be patient and persistent.
第四点要耐心，要持之以恒。
Don't think that this is just going to be your pet project for the next 6 months.
不要把它当作一个未来半年的一个心爱的项目。
Realize that it's going to take time.
要意识到这需要时间。
Even for me, 7 years, that's a short time.
对我来说，七年也是一个短暂的时光。
I know people who've been praying for decades.
我知道有的人甚至连续祷告几十年。
And lastly, be transparent. Be transparent.
最后一点就是要透明。
I know it's hard, you know, to share the gospel with someone.
我知道要和别人传福音并不是很容易的事。
But what could be easier is to share what the gospel has done in your life lately.
但是最容易做的事情就是讲一讲神的福音怎么样在你的身上做改变的工作。
Because really, we shouldn't be the same as we were 10 years ago, 10 months ago, or even 10 weeks ago.
实际上我们不应该是和前十个月、前十天或者前十年一样。
And share about that.
我们应该分享这样的事情。
You see, I would never have considered the gospel if I didn't see the gospel lived out in my parents' lives.
如果我没有看见福音在我的父母的生活中起作用，我不会相信福音。
I would never have begun to read the Bible if I didn't see the Bible lived out in my father's life and in my mother's life.
如果我没有看到我的父母，他们的生活当中把圣经活出来，我也不会去读圣经。
I didn't leave homosexuality because I thought it was so bad.
我离开这个同性恋的生活，并不是因为我认为这种生活有多糟糕。
I didn't leave homosexuality because somehow I thought it was so unhealthy.
我离开他的原因并不是因为这种生活很不健康。
I didn't leave homosexuality because I thought it was so wicked.
我并不认为它是有多邪恶。
I left homosexuality because I found something better.
我离开的原因是因为我发现了更好的东西。
And that's Jesus.
那就是耶稣基督。
Jesus is better.
耶稣基督更好。
Our job is to show a dying world that Jesus is not only better, but Jesus is the best.
我们要向这个垂死的世界宣告，耶稣基督不光是更好，而且是最好。
No matter what people might be clinging to, whether a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a job, a career, an education, Jesus is better than all of that.
不管他们抓住的是什么，不管是男朋友、女朋友，还是婚姻，还是职业，还是自己的学历。那么耶稣基督胜过一切。
So let us go out and show the world that Jesus is the best.
那我们出去向世界显示耶稣基督是最好的。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this night.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你赐给我们今天这个晚上。
We thank you for Jesus.
我们感谢耶稣基督。
We thank you that he is our example.
我们谢谢你，因为你耶稣是我们的榜样。
We praise you that even in the midst of controversy,
我们谢谢你，因为即使是在争论当中，
we can cling to the cross and get clarity.
我们可以抓住十字架，得到清晰。
Help us, God, to each one of us display the glory of Christ in our lives.
祈求你让我们每个人能够展现基督的荣耀。
Show Christ through our actions, through our words, and in our relationships.
让我们在我们的行为、言语和关系当中彰显基督。
Help us, Father, to be on our knees for our loved ones in the gay community.
让我帮助我们跪下来向那些同性恋的群体祷告。
And help us, God, to be a safe and compassionate place for brothers and sisters in Christ who might be struggling with this within our churches.
那我们每一个人都能够成为一个安全的地方，可以让那些因为同性恋而挣扎的人得到安全。
Father, we praise you and love you.
我们赞美你，爱你。
And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
questions you can ask. We have just very few minutes.
I do have questions. Do you mind to speak out? Christopher, I've heard your testimony before, and I was deeply touched. You admit that you experience homosexuality. And I'd like you to tell us by your true feeling. Do you think the homosexuality is by nature or by nurture?
Come tomorrow morning, I'll be talking on that. It takes about a whole hour for me to go over the science. But in a nutshell, I believe sometimes we... do you want to translate
okay.
that?
Okay. 他问的问题就是说, 同性恋到底是与生俱来的，还是因为后天的教养造成的？ 他的回答是，明天上午有一场专门讲这个题目，如果能来的话最好能来。如果但是现在他可以简单的说一下。
But it will be in English only. I don't know if there's going to be translation.
明天上午只有英文的。
But I believe often we look strictly to science for the answers.
通常我们往往就是从科学当中寻找所有的答案。
And I think that we can find some helpful tips.
从科学里面我们有时候能够找到一些有用的暗示。
But ultimately, I think it's very helpful if we believe that homosexuality is a sin, then we need to have a correct view of the doctrine of sin and what it means to have a sinful nature.
但如果我们把同性恋看作是一种罪的话，我们就可以看看这个罪的这个观念在圣经里面的罪的那个教义是怎么样的。
And I think that sometimes we say that it's either nature or nurture.
有的时候我们就是说，好像就是只有这两个答案，一个是与生俱来，另一个就是说后天学来的。
Or that we say, you know, that it's either biology or environment.
或者我们把它分别为，或者是生物的和环境的。
But as we look at a sinful nature, what that means, and what it means to have to be tempted by sin, I believe that it's much more, it involves much more than just one factor. That I think it involves many different factors.
当我们把它这个同性恋当成一种罪性的时候，我们就会看到的不光是两个方面，而是各种各样的因素。
So I think all of us, our sinful nature involves some biological factors and some environmental factors.
所以我们所有的罪都是这样的，都有这个环境的关系，也有自己的生理上的关系。
But that's just in a nutshell. Hopefully you can come back tomorrow and hear more.
这只是一个简述。
Thank you.
Yes, a question back here.
Yeah, you cover that in your book.
Say again, have I ever...
Do you cover that in your book?
My nature, nurture, no. The question was, do I cover that in my book?
他问的问题说，他的书里面有没有谈到这个问题？ 没有。
But my book is mostly talking about just my journey of faith, and then I talk about, I articulate a biblical theology of sexuality.
他的书里面主要谈的是那个他的精神之旅，他怎么样就是说走过这段路。
If by chance you can't come, maybe you could talk to me or my sister or my parents, and if you give us your email, then we could send you. I have it recorded. I don't know if it will be recorded tomorrow. Will it be recorded? Will it be
recorded?
Okay.
那明天会有录音，然后如果你有问题，明天你又不能来的话，可以留下你的通信方法，他可以跟你们通过 email 联系。
Yes.
What, 他说是这样，现在在爱奥瓦还有别的州，同性恋结婚好像是合法了。那么，要是有同性恋的人请你去参加的婚礼，你是去还是不去？
I think that, and this is what I personally believe, I don't give any person a pat answer, you know, or just one answer, and to give counsel, you need to do this or need to do that. I believe that this is something that each person needs to really pray and fast about and to decide what they should do. There's two main issues kind of at stake here. First of all, does your friend or loved one know what we believe, where we stand on this issue? Second, if they know that, do they also know that we still love them no matter what? If we don't go, I think it would be clear where we stand on this issue, but then it may not be very clear that we still love them. If we do go, it'll probably be clear that we love them, but then it may be confused or may not be very clear where we stand on this issue. So it's not an easy issue. I think if it's just going, it might be easy. I know people who have gone to gay weddings, and their loved one knows where they stand on it, and it was powerful for them to see. I believe that God does not bless gay marriages, but I'm coming because I love you, and this is important to you, and I want you to be part of my life. But they were very careful with what they said. I mean, they expressed, you know, if they wrote a card, you know, maybe they didn't say congratulations because that wouldn't really be honest. Maybe they would just simply say, I love you. You know, I love you no matter what. And maybe being part of the wedding would be a little bit difficult because then that could be, you know, kind of clearly seeing that you support this. So I think going would be a little bit easier than actually being part of it, or like maybe a father giving his daughter away. You know, that would be a little bit more difficult. But if you don't go, then, you know, I would say do something else to show them that I really care about you. Take them out to eat, you know, a nice meal, and even invite their partner, because, I mean, we want their partner to know Christ too. I've known stories where mother and father, they reached out, loved their son, reached out, loved their son's partner, and like the partner comes to Christ later in life. So, you know, we never know. Sorry, there was no translation.
Yeah.
I didn't give you any space there, sorry. Giving a little break.
你去的话，好像你的态度是跟他们一样；不去的话，好像你是对他们漠不关心。所以说，你需要自己跟神祷告、进食，到底是去还是不去。如果是去的话，那么你就是告诉他你，尽管他是最有这样的选择，你告诉他你仍然爱他。但不等于你赞同这种选择。另外呢，你还可以有别的方式来表示你对他的爱，比如说你可以请他吃饭，和让他和他的伴侣一起来吃饭。这些比较小的例子。
Any other questions? Yes.
What about the occasion when there's somebody that has, they believe in Christ, they've accepted Christ as their Savior, and they lived it for years.
Yeah.
And then they gave in. And they found a way in Scripture to justify the homosexual lifestyle. How do you respond to that? All I've known up to this point is to pray.
Yeah.
他说还有的人是这样，他在信耶稣以后，后来就突然就向这个同性恋的这种问题投降了，可以说他再也不信耶稣了。这样的人，我们应该怎么样对待他们？
So are you saying that they still say that they're a Christian and they're gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
他们自己认为自己还是基督徒，然后同时又是同性恋。
if you can come tomorrow, I'm also doing another talk on text and hermeneutics, and I'm going to go over kind of how we have this gay-affirming theology.
如果能够明天把它带过来的话，最好，这样可以系统的谈一谈。
I'm not sure if we would bring them, but you come yourself.
当然你自己可以至少可以来听听。
If they want to come, praise God.
如果他们愿意来的话，那当然更好。
But I would say, actually, more importantly, in many of the situations where we have friends who say they're gay and Christian, or even denominations where they affirm homosexuality.
他说，现在也有一些教会，一些也，比如说。派别也有是同性恋的教会。
I think really, actually, the main problem is not actually their view on homosexuality or gay marriage.
他们的问题主要问题不是说他们在同性恋方面的同性恋婚姻方面的观点。
I think it's almost just a symptom of a deeper problem.
实际上它只是一个更严重的问题的表象。
In most of those situations, that deeper problem.Is their view of the authority of Scripture, which then affects what the gospel really is.
更深层次的问题是，他们不把圣经当作权威。
And for many of these people, the gospel is no longer the gospel about sinful people in need of a savior.
通常，出现这种情况是因为我们不再把这个福音当作是真正的神的权柄。
But they see this as being.Just do good, be good, and it's become a social gospel.
把这个神的福音变成了一个做好事，做好人，然后那个成了一种社会福音。
So with this friend, I would say, because if you bring up homosexuality, it'll probably be more of an argument. I would suggest, you know, focus on what is the true gospel, because if they end up getting the gospel right, then I think they will then get this issue right as well.
所以我们要跟这些朋友就只要讲一讲这个福音的真实的福音，让他们了解了真实的福音之后，他们才会回转头来。
I'm very sorry. Maybe after the we take a rest, we can still communicate. I believe it was difficult.
Yeah, I can stay here. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we have to stop here, and tomorrow I will announce some schedule for tomorrow and Sunday.Thank you very much. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have another workshop. For me, it's a surprise because at the very beginning, I applied for a topic called text and hermeneutics. But I also applied for the nature or nurture. So it's so nice of Christopher, he will give us both tomorrow. So tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, still here, we have two topics. It's a surprise to me. Tomorrow night is our monthly outreach dinner time gathering. So.After the dinner will start at 6 o'clock, but the door will be open at 5:30, so you are welcome to come earlier. And after the dinner, we'll have the whole family will give us a testimony. So come here. You are welcome to join our dinner. It's a potluck. On Sunday, there will be two sessions for the worship.One is at 8:30, and the other is 11. So this is the schedule. So 我再用汉语说一下哈，明天有两堂，明天是上午有一堂10点钟，这个内容是有点超出我的，就是给我一个惊喜，因为开始的时候我申请的是那个 text and hermeneutics， 就是关于圣经对这个同性恋怎么看。后来但是我也又非常喜欢另外一个，就是先天的还是后天的，我这么翻译哈。那我们就只好舍掉一个，但是呢 Christopher 非常非常好，他又给我们加了一部分哈。所以是10点钟在这个地方。 然后明天晚上是我们的一个月一次的福音聚餐的时间，会有很多的福音朋友也会参加。那Christopher 他们全家会给我们在这儿做见证。这个晚餐的时间是6点钟准时开始，那我们5点半就开门。欢迎大家来，也带朋友来，是一个 potluck 的形式。明天中午，因为 Christopher 他们的时间非常的紧张，所以本来安排我们一起吃饭在这里，但是他们时间非常紧，所以我们明天中午就不再吃饭了。原因呢，也是为了让大家更好的准备晚上的晚餐啊。好，星期天是2堂，8点半和11点都是在这儿啊。他们全家会给我们做一个见证。这是第一件事。第二件事，我们刚才在Christopher 讲的时候也提到了一些关于这本书哈，这本书叫从远方归来啊，讲一个儿子和妈妈的故事。这个书的特点是妈妈写一张，儿子写一张，然后呢就是有一个就看到我们一个信心的脚步在往前走，所以非常好。那刚才跟袁妈妈谈到这本书，她说这个在外边买的时候是15块钱，那么他特别给我们一个 discount 10块钱，而且他已经签好名了，这非常，所以大家珍惜这个机会。我看书也不多另外新来的朋友，请你如果你愿意可以留下你的联系方式如果有什么需求我们可以以后保持联系。再一次感谢这个所有来的朋友，我们特别的感谢 Christopher 他一家让我们做一个结束祷告。Dear Lord, thank you for this night. As Christopher said, yes, you are the best, Lord. Since you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord, we believe, from the message, we praise you because we know that you do care. Lord, we thank you for the love and care. Lord, at this time, we want the whole world can declare that you are the best, Lord.Please bless the meetings tomorrow and on Sunday. Bless all the people here. Lord, your word could touch all the souls and all the hearts. Lord, we praise you. Our prayer is in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, 对。如果大家需要一个时间的话，需要一个在 social 的时间的话，我们下边准备了有一些很简单的点心，大家可以边吃边聊啊，就在楼下的 kitchen 那边。